to welcome our radio audience to the Sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church in Seymour. This morning, we're blessed with a youth-led worship service called True North Christmas. We also invite you to join us every Sunday morning for worship service at 9 a.m. We invite you to watch and subscribe to our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.devtuncseymour.org. Welcome to True North Christmas. We're ready to explore the Christmas story because it points to God's greatest gift, His Son, Jesus. My name is Taylor, and I'll be your trail guide. Are you guys ready to hit the trails with me? You may be wondering why our Alaskan wilderness doesn't quite look like winter. Well, I'm going to need our Bible memory buddy animal friends to help me tell this amazing story. And some of them like to take a long nap in the winter. So I'm hoping this spectacular setting will wake them up so they're ready to join us. Plus, this setting reminds me of our adventure in the Alaskan outdoors at True North last summer. There, we learned how our wild world is filled with ups and downs, but we can trust Jesus because He is our true north. Mountains are filled with ups and downs too. In fact, you need to have special tools to climb them. Good thing I brought... Oh no, I think something got in my backpack. It's empty. We need to find my gear if we're going to climb to the top of this mountain. I'll need your help locating all of my stuff. We're going to need to trust Jesus if we're going to find everything. Let's get warmed up with a song, and everyone be sure to sing along with us. Glad we get to explore the Christmas story together. It's so much more fun to go on a hike with friends. I was supposed to meet somebody here. Have you seen anybody hanging around? I wonder where he is. I guess I'll just have to keep going without him. We can hold on to God, but I can't seem to hold on to my gear. I'm going to need help finding the little critter who ran off with everything.
Happy 4th of July! True, trust Jesus!
Oh my goodness, Scout, you surprised me!
Are you ready to go on our hike?
I am, but Scout, remember we're talking about Christmas, not the 4th of July.
Oh, but I thought it was still summertime.
You must be thinking about Vacation Bible School this past summer.
I must be.
Can you help me find my gear?
I sure can.
Well, sometimes when we can't see ahead, it helps to get a different point of view. Do you remember Ernest, our Bible memory buddy?
Yes! He's a bald eagle, right?
That's right. Eagles have really sharp eyes that can fly, and they can fly high. Can you guys flap your wings with me and pretend to soar to get a better view? Look, Scout! I see it! There's a piece of my gear! It's a map! A map helps us know where we're going when we're going on a hike. Do you know, this reminds me of part of the Christmas story that happened hundreds of years before Jesus was even born. God's special people were lost in their sin, but a prophet named Isaiah gave them a message of hope.
Look at my servant, whom I have chosen. He is my beloved, who pleases me, and his name will be the hope of all the world.
The prophet Isaiah gave hope to God's people when he said that the Messiah would come.
Isaiah's words remind me of this map. They showed God's people the way to hope. When we need hope, we can...
Dress Jesus!
We don't have eagle wings or eagle eyes, but we do need a map to see where we're going. We also need God's word to guide us. Let's celebrate with a song.
Thank you.
Well, all this searching has made me tired. I wish I had my sleeping bag to lie down and rest on. Does anyone see what happened to my sleeping bag?
Up, down, left, right. Did you go on your head yet?
In my bed? I don't see it.
You sure?
I don't see it yet. Oh, look! I found it!
Yay!
Scout, I'm so glad I have you here to help me find my gear. You know, we don't need to do everything by ourselves. We have each other. And most importantly, we have Jesus.
When we feel alone, we can
trust Jesus. Sometimes when we feel lonely, we get a little crabby. Hey, our Bible memory buddy Claudia was a crab. She's a real one with a shell and all, but she's not grouchy.
Sometimes when we feel alone, or like we don't belong.
In the Bible, a young woman named Mary probably felt pretty alone when she found out she was having a special baby. She could have felt like she didn't belong. Maybe she even wanted to hide like a crab does in its shell. But the angel gave her God's word of hope and peace.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and you'll be called the Son of God.
Mary was a... Mary wasn't alone. God was with her. Jesus tells us in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all of you who were weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
Let's lay down our burdens and rest, knowing that Jesus is a friend who is always with us. Mary could rest in peace knowing that she wasn't alone. Let's sing about that. I feel so rested and ready to continue our hike. Plus, I think I see my next piece of gear over there. It's behind those silly squirrels.
Hey now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scout. It's behind those completely respectable squirrels.
Thank you.
Can we pretend to be Cody, our Bible buddy? He's a bear, and I need your help scaring the squirrels away. Can you guys stand up with me? And we're going to growl like a bear. Ready? Except, I think my child took my flashlight. That's okay. We're going to pretend like I have a flashlight. All right. This will come in handy when we go to look for the rest of our gear. But it looks like those squirrels took my batteries, too. A flashlight is important when we're in the wilderness, but without batteries, my flashlight is powerless. In our Bible journey, there's a man who might have felt powerless. His name was Joseph. Maybe he felt powerless over his whole situation. Mary, his bride-to-be, was going to have a special baby, a gift from God, and now they had to travel to Bethlehem.
And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child.
Joseph had to trust that God would give him and Mary power to make it to Bethlehem. Maybe they walked, maybe they got to ride on a cart or on a donkey. But it was a long and hard journey, especially for a woman about to have a baby. Maybe Joseph wished he had the power to get her there more easily.
When we feel powerless, we can
trust Jesus. It's a good thing I always have extra power with me. I wonder if I put these in the flashlight if it would work.
The batteries give the flashlight power. God's power does amazing things in our world. Let's sing about that.
Can you guys stand with us and sing?
Front. Everybody clap your hands. Now stop.
Thank you. So far, you've helped me find my map, my sleeping bag, my flashlight. Thank goodness I have my backpack, because I'm running out of hands to hold everything.
That reminds me of our Bible buddy, Bruce the Moose. God gave Bruce everything he needs to help him survive in the cold Alaskan weather.
That's right. God gave him antlers, hooves, and hollow hair. God also gave Bruce a special call to alert other moose of predators. I wonder if you can signal a moose too, Scout. Give it a try. Maybe it's a good thing you're not a moose. Instead of calling like a moose, we find friends by saying, hey. Can we celebrate and say, hey?
Hey.
We're going to sing a song. Hey, hey, hey. I found one of my hiking tools. I forgot I had it on me the whole time. A whistle is super important when you're out in the wilderness. When we need help, a whistle will help alert others.
The Bible tells about a big, important alert, too. On the night Jesus was born, a host of angels appeared to shepherds who watched their sheep in the field. Listen to what the angel said.
Don't be afraid, he said. I will bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David.
After seeing Jesus, the shepherds went and told everyone what had happened. This was the hope that Isaiah had spoke about. The shepherds alerted everyone that their help had come. When we need help, we can
trust Jesus. Let's tell everyone about Jesus.
the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Well, Scout, I think we're almost ready to climb this mountain. We just need one more thing for our pack. We need food for our adventure. Scout, what's your favorite food?
Pizza burger.
Well, I didn't bring any pizza burgers with me, but I did have some sweet treats for us. But someone must have hidden them. Scout, do you see them anywhere?
You mean these treats?
Did you take my candy?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, is there enough left to share with everyone?
Oh, yes.
All right, can I have it then, please?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, following Jesus sure is sweet. It's even sweeter than these tasty snacks. Can we sing about that? Can I have my friends pass them out? Our Bible buddy Ponder is a river otter.
River otters are curious creatures that helps them learn about their environment and find more food sources.
Otters need to find a lot of food because they eat 15 to 20% of their total body weight each day. Can you imagine eating 20 pounds of food every day?
Speaking of curious creatures, in the Bible, some wise people called magi were pretty curious too. They wandered, listened, and studied, and knew that a king had been born.